Joining me on the phone line is Erin White. She's the Director of Leisure Marketing and Media at Visit Bloomington, Indiana. Erin, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I've been to Bloomington, Indiana. It is a lovely city. If for nothing else, you should go there and see the beautiful entry to Indiana State University because it's absolutely gorgeous. I think it's, if you were going to look in central casting of what a college town should look like, that is what, at Indiana, that's what it should look like.
Absolutely. The Sample Gates is the iconic entrance into Indiana University, and it marries the downtown area and the IU campus, and is the perfect place for pictures and all sorts of celebratory moments, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. What I remember about Bloomington, it's been a few years, but it's kind of like a slice of Americana, the whole area.
It really is. You know, a lot of folks refer to Bloomington as the quintessential college town. Like you mentioned, if you're reading a book and you close your eyes and you kind of envision, well, what does college look like or what does university look like? Mm. And when people open their eyes, they're like, this is exactly how I envisioned college to be or my university experience to be. It's very much a park-like setting. The campus is surrounded by the community, so they're very much integrated. And It is a slice of Americana. That's a really good way to put it.
Yeah, I mean, not to mention the fact that Forbes named Bloomington one of the 22 best places to travel to in the U.S. in 2022. That's a pretty nice designation when people are thinking about places to go.
It was a really nice feather in our cap this year. We like to think that Bloomington is a fantastic destination, but when we get the recognition and accolades from well-respected organizations and media outlets such as Forbes, it really does make us take a step back and realize, wow, you know, we're walking the walk and talking the talk. So it's really nice.
Yeah, right. It is. You're like, well, of course, we knew all that, but it's nice to get some recognition from the outside. Bloomington, Indiana is a lot more than a college town. It is cute. But there's just so much to do, right? I mean, the whole idea is you want people to come down. There's vacation rentals. There's places you can stay. It's a short drive, just a few hours southeast of Chicago. But give us an idea of what you can do with the family, with the kids, with the grandkids if you come visit Bloomington, Indiana.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, like we've been talking about, Bloomington is most well known as a college town, home of Indiana University. But what really sets Bloomington apart from other college towns and other Midwestern destinations is the abundance of outdoor recreation experiences that we have to offer. We're home to the state's largest lake, Monroe, as well as two other lakes. We're surrounded by the state's only national forest, the Hoosier National Forest. So that's affording us hundreds of miles worth of beautiful trails that are scenic, several of which lead straight into 360-degree views of the water and home to more than 350 restaurants, nearly 100 of which are international restaurants. So while we've kind of been pent up over the last couple years, not being able to do the international travel that we've always really enjoyed, you can come to a place like Bloomington and experience Afghani, Korean, Tibetan, Thai, Turkish, all sorts of different cuisines. Many of these restaurants are created in small homes in the downtown area that have been converted from houses at one point into these ethnic restaurants, which is so cool. So not only is the food amazing, they're very charming as well. So really just a fantastic destination filled with outdoors and restaurants, all sorts of things like that.
Love that. Yeah. I seem to remember, tell me if I'm remembering this correctly, there's a lot of bike trails, right? It's a very bike-friendly town as well.
It absolutely is. And for those listeners who may be familiar with Breaking Away, you would visit Bloomington and recognize several iconic locations that were featured in the movie are actual real places that exist in Bloomington. And yes, the community is absolutely bike friendly. If you like to travel with your bike, we've got a lot of urban trails that connect you to restaurants and attractions. We've got a couple museums, our community farmers market, and a few others, the city's largest park where we've got concerts and Food Truck Friday, all happening along this urban trail, which is perfect for folks who like to either walk or bike. It's very much a bike-friendly destination.
Love that. I really do. I really do like that, and I think that people will really enjoy themselves. Now, we still are running a contest with you folks at WGN Radio, and we're calling it Lou's Barn Vacation Getaway to a barn at Briar Ridge. You'll spend two nights at the historic Circa 1900 barn that's been converted into a fantastic vacation rental. 24-foot ceilings and an open floor plan located just 4 miles from Bloomington's charming downtown area, where you can enjoy gift cards to some of Bloomington's most iconic restaurants and breweries. All you need to do, listeners, is visit the contest page at WGNradio.com to enter to win, and you could be on your way to Bloomington, Indiana, a perfect destination for a summer getaway. Go to WGNradio.com/contest to enter Lou's Barn Vacation Getaway to Bloomington, Indiana. It sounds like it's only gotten better since I've been there, and I think this is a terrific way for people to kind of get away and unwind and go someplace. And I realize that, you know, gas is expensive, but it's no trip to get on the airlines these days, and it's a pretty short drive, and you can get there pretty quickly.
It really is. You know, you're talking about around 4 hours in the car. And one of the things that I always share with folks is, you know, get up, have breakfast at your own home, hop in the car, and you're in Bloomington for either a late lunch or an early happy hour.
Ooh.
And so I think that's the perfect
I like how you think.
Way to kind of cap off, to get a road trip started. And it doesn't have to be a long road trip. It can be two nights away from home. We've just got a lot of fantastic places to stay. You can park your car once you get here. It's a very walkable destination. Tons of outdoor dining, a perfect summer getaway. We all need a little bit of a break from the screens and the work from home and all of that stuff. So it's a half a tank of gas. You know, hop in the car,
right.
Come on down, spend
right.
a couple days, do a couple fun things, and really just enjoy it.
Love it. Aaron White, Director of Leisure, Marketing, and Media at Visit Bloomington, Indiana. You can learn more by going to visitbloomington.com. Aaron, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I hope you have a terrific rest of your weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you.